Well, NITSA Federal Labor frontbencher Joel Fitzgibbon has apologised after comparing the Australian Workers' Union raids conducted by the Australian Federal Police to Nazi Germany. Now, Joel Fitzgibbon, he's the Shadow Minister for Agriculture. He was speaking on Sky News last week when he said this is like Nazi Germany, the use of government resources to go on a political witch hunt. Now, he also said this is the state moving against political opponents. I spoke to Joel Fitzgibbon on Thursday. He told the Jewish News that in the heat of the debate, he made an unfortunate reference and he intended no offence to any individual or community and said he apologises to anyone who understandably felt offended by his remarks. The Executive Council of Australian Jewry said that Joel Fitzgibbon's comments were unacceptable. The President, Anton Block, said there's a common temptation to discredit political rivals by associating them with symbols of evil, the most striking and extreme of which is Nazism. So Joel Fitzgibbon has apologised after those remarks that he made on Sky News.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and opposition leader Bill Shorten will be joined by senior politicians, military personnel and communal leaders next Tuesday.
Yes, that's right. There'll be a massive event in Israel to mark the 100th anniversary of the landmark Battle of Beersheba, which helped pave the way for the establishment of the Jewish state. Malcolm Turnbull, he paid tribute to the courage of those who accepted the burden of service and those who made the supreme sacrifice for a grateful nation. He said, from the crucible of this war and the next, the people of Israel and Australia forged a unique bond, one that bridges the separation of distance and the passage of time. And this sentiment was echoed by opposition leader Bill Shorten. He spoke to the Jewish News as well. He said he feels privileged to be a part of these centenary celebrations. It's an amazing piece of Australian history, he said, and it's of great significance to both of our countries. A big delegation in Israel needs a bunch of Australian MPs and delegates going over to mark the 100th anniversary of the Battle of Beersheba.
And Evan, also the reenactment of Tzemach capture.
NITSA, hundreds of Australians gathered in the Galilee on Monday for a ceremony and cavalry reenactment to pay tribute to one of the lesser-known Anzac operations. Now, almost a year after the Beersheba operation, the Anzacs captured the Tzemach train station near Tiberias, a key supply line for the enemy. It was seen as an important cavalry battle and a victory against the odds.
Well, Evan, I hope that I'll speak to people that attended the ceremony in Beersheba and we'll be able to bring it to our listeners from first hand, how they enjoyed it and what they've seen. Evan, today, Sunday, is we are in the Shabbat Project weekend. It's not just Shabbat Project, it's a whole weekend. What was planned?
Well, Nita, it's been a massive couple of days. The Sydney Jewish community has turned out in force to celebrate and to mark the Shabbat Project. This is the fourth year that the Shabbat Project has taken place in Sydney. It's, of course, an initiative that was based in South Africa and has now moved across the globe. On Friday night at locations in the east and the southeast, there were Kabbalat Shabbat services which attracted thousands of members of the Sydney Jewish community. There was a moving Kabbalat Shabbat service at Dudley Page Reserve in Dover Heights, as well as Wiley's Baths in Coogee, and there was something for everyone. It was a sight to be seen, the Kabbalat Shabbat service on Friday night. And of course, there were challah bakes and Shabbat lunches and Shabbat learning sessions for the whole family. There's been something for everyone this year, and it's been quite a sight to watch, Nitsa.
Evan, history was made in Parliament last week, a very important one.
Yes, that's right. The first ever Torah to be inaugurated in Australia's federal parliament had its final letters inscribed in what was a landmark event last week. Now, five Jewish serving members of parliament looked on as the last word of the Torah, Yisrael, the Jewish people, was inscribed. And among the Jewish MPs there was Josh Frydenberg, who told the Jewish News, "It was an honor to witness the completion of the Torah, and it was great to do it with my parliamentary colleagues." Now, this sentiment was echoed by Michael Danby, the member for Melbourne Ports, who noted that all those present were witness to a proud declaration of what a great country Australia is, with the first Torah scroll completion in Parliament House. And after that completion, there was a lively ceremony with music and celebration. So quite a big deal, Nita, the first ever Torah inaugurated in our parliament.
And I'd like to mention that the five Jewish serving members of the parliament are Josh Frydenberg, Mark Dreyfus, Michael Danby, Julian Lisa, and Mike Freelander. It is a very big honor. It is history made in the Australian Parliament. In a different matter, friends of refugees of Eastern Europe, this is, I think, the Russian Jewish community in Sydney, they've got a hope for a new shul in Bondi.
Yes, that's right. Free the Friends of Refugees of Eastern Europe. They're confident they will be able to build a synagogue on Wellington Street in Bondi after a new development application was lodged with Waverley Council. Now, Anita, your listeners will remember there was a big scandal earlier this year when Free was thrown into the spotlight and made headlines all around the world after the Land and Environment Court refused its initial development application to build a synagogue, stating that security risks to neighbours and to passers-by were not sufficiently addressed. Now, the controversy started when Rabbi Ullman from Free came out with a statement saying that this decision was a reward for terrorism. Now, there was a meeting shortly after that statement between Free and Waverley Council, and they agreed that the decision of the court was not meant to be related to religion or to terror, and they agreed that should a new DA be submitted, outstanding matters could be resolved satisfactory. Now, last week, a letter was sent to the community, and Rabbi Ullman said a fresh DA, a development application, had been submitted. He said it addresses thoroughly the security concerns that were raised by the court, and he says that the shul is very confident that the DA will be approved in a timely fashion, and he said, may we merit to start building very soon. So we wish him good luck in their quest for a DA.
Evan Zlatke, Senior Journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week.